and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning, this is Pastor Tim of isawthelightministries.com. I really encourage you to go with in the scriptures today with me in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I go very quickly because I only have 13 minutes, so I encourage you to jot it down on paper and take notes quickly, and then after the broadcast, you can go on the ministry website and listen to this same broadcast again. You can listen to this broadcast as many times as you want, over and over, on the ministry website, as well as looking at these scriptures in your own Bible, which I encourage you to do after the broadcast. So I really encourage you to write down 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, which says this, starting in verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now you knoweth that what we've hold of, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now liveth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, and all with all power and signs and lying wonders. Now this verse 7 here, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 7, only he who now liveth will live until he be taken out of the way, has been traditionally interpreted by most of your preachers, most of your denominations, most of your churches, that this is talking about the Holy Spirit or the church being taken off the earth before the tribulation, before the Antichrist is revealed, and before the mark of the beast. Let's study this a little more deep. This word that is written as lit, he who litteth will lit, is the Greek word in Strong's Concordance, Greek word 2722, which means to restrain or to hold back. Rather, you accept this as being someone or something that is allowing or holding back or restraining. It is also the same being that is being taken out of the way. That's no question. He is there for 1 minute, and then he is taken out of the way. Out of the way of what? Out of the way of the Antichrist's attempt to sit in the temple of God to show himself as God. Whoever or whatever is taken out of the way was previously blocking him from taking the seat in the temple of God. We must search Scripture to determine who or what protects the seat of God in the temple of God. And we must define what the temple of God is and where it is located. Most people assume that the temple of God would be built by either the Antichrist or by the Jews just before the Great Tribulation. They believe that it is where the Jews will have animal sacrifices during the first half of the Great Tribulation, and that the Antichrist will eventually sit in that Jewish temple of God. But we must realize that the Bible very strongly speaks against animal sacrifices in the New Covenant time frame in which we now live. God no longer requires or accepts animal sacrifices. In fact, animal sacrifices are completely opposite and contrary to the blood of Christ. Any such temple built and used for animal sacrifices would not be acceptable to Jesus and would not be called by the Bible the temple of God. And we know that the specific group of Jews who are trying to build a temple on the Temple Mount are not Messianic Jews. They do not worship Jesus, and they do not accept Jesus as Savior. So why would God call such a temple His? He would not claim it as His, and He would not call it the temple of God in the Scriptures. And don't we know that Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Syria, and the Palestinians would never allow such a temple to be built? World War III would break out if a Jewish temple were to be started building on the Temple Mount. And there would be no peace treaty between the Jews and the Muslims over such a temple. Don't we understand that the Muslims and Jordan, who control the Temple Mount, will not and will never allow a Jewish temple to be built on the Temple Mount? They would fight to the death. The Temple Mount would be covered in blood, and they would make no peace treaty. Don't we understand the Muslims yet? Do we not understand the Muslim doctrine of domination and control and no peace, but only death? Don't we know, don't we understand the mind frame of the Middle Eastern Muslims even to this day? Are we not learning yet? There is no way possible that the Muslim nations would ever allow the Jews to build a temple on the Temple Mount. It's simply not going to happen. The Scriptures never say that a Jewish temple or that a temple of God will ever again be built on the Temple Mount or in Jerusalem. It simply never says it, period. People try to claim that Ezekiel chapter 40 to 48 speaks of a millennium temple, yet the fact is that those scriptures declare that there were animal sacrifices for sin and even a Levitical priesthood in that temple. Read it for yourself, Ezekiel 40 to 48. It has a Levitical priesthood which was done away. It has animal sacrifices for sin which were done away. Is Jesus going to bring back the Levitical priesthood? Will the Melchizedek priesthood end? That doesn't make sense. Jesus would never allow such a temple to ever be built again. Ezekiel 40 to 48 was already fulfilled in the second temple. Ezekiel 40 to 48, the so-called millennium temple, has already been fulfilled in the second temple. And the Jews admit that. The Christians tried to declare that 2 Thessalonians 2 proves that a temple will be built on earth before the tribulation. However, it doesn't say that. It only says that the man of sin, the one you call the Antichrist, will sit in the temple of God. According to the Bible, the temple of God isn't on earth. It's in heaven. The book of Hebrews declares that, and Revelation 11:19 declares that the temple of God is in heaven. I really encourage you to write that down. Revelation 11, verse 19, it declares that the temple of God is in heaven. Nowhere does it say that it is on earth or will be on earth. He himself is going to dwell on earth, and he is going to be the temple, not a building. So once we define that God's temple is not made with human hands, Acts 7 and Acts 17, that he sits in heaven, God does, and the seat of God is in heaven, the throne of God is in heaven, and the temple of God is in heaven, all of this is in the Bible, then we must come to also admit that the Antichrist is not a human. He is a fallen angel who is able to walk in heaven as well as to walk on earth. Ephesians 6 verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Isaiah 14 verse 13, "For thus has said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north." This is talking about Satan and his fellow fallen angels, including the other fallen angel of the son of perdition, the one you call Antichrist, who will in our time again ascend into heaven to wage war in heaven and to only momentarily sit in the seat of God in the temple of God in heaven, showing that he is God. How can you show that you are God by sitting on earth? You can't. This has to happen in heaven. Revelation 12, verse 7, "There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven." And then it talks about them being cast out of heaven in our day and in our time, just before the tribulation, just before he stands on the Temple Mount claiming to be God. But before he is cast out, and before he's manifested on earth as the Antichrist, he must be allowed to only momentarily sit in the temple of God in heaven, because Michael, the archangel, is going to be taken out of the way. Daniel 12, verse 1, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and then shall be a time of trouble such as never was before." The word for stand up here does not mean fight for God's people, but rather it means step away. Michael shall step away as an angel who guards the throne and temple of the seat of God in heaven. Michael will step aside. Michael will be taken out of the way, step aside to allow the Antichrist to only momentarily sit in the seat of God in heaven. It is blasphemous. But the Bible declares that it will happen. Now, there's much more proof and more scriptures to confirm what I have shared with you today on the ministry website. I really encourage you to visit the website to read the article about the temple and about the Antichrist. Take all of this into much prayer and into fasting. And if you don't have the internet, please write me and ask for these articles, and I will be glad to send them to you for completely free. You can also listen to this broadcast again on the ministry website, isawthelightministries.com. I know this is hard to believe because nobody else has ever told you these things, but they're in the Bible. I encourage you to read the Bible and believe the Bible and take this in prayer in Jesus' name. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's isawthelightministries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.